This is one in a series of podcasts from the Hyatt Web Conference in Austin 2011.
Hi guys, can you guys hear me? Can everybody hear me? I really don't need the speakers, it's just for the computer to talk to you as well. My name is Cliff Jenkins, I'm from Xavier University, I'm the video manager there, and welcome to Easy QR for you to do. Again, my Twitter handle is Cliffy Ballgame, so I don't go by Cliff this week, I go by Cliffy Ballgame. So, and I'm the video manager, which means I take care of all the video efforts at Xavier. And you're the video manager. Why do you like QR? Well, I started enjoying QR back a long time ago at a former job where I was more of a web person, interactive media manager. So what we're going to talk about today, we're going to talk and get a general knowledge of what QR code is, a little bit of history, how to create a QR, how to use QR effectively, and how to customize a QR. You can do a lot of really cool stuff with QR that I'm sure most of you have seen already. Who's worked with QR before? Show of hands. Oh. All right. So QR was developed by a subsidiary of Toyota called Denso Wave. A bunch of engineers got together, and they needed a reason to scan boxes full of parts at very high speed. So what they did was they developed a QR code that can handle 7,000 K of information, whereas, you know, the conventional barcode was handling like just 8 or 9 letters. QR, you can stuff a lot of information into a QR. So they needed that. It had to be small to fit on varying sizes of packages. And Denso still holds a patent for QR, but they've released the code for creating QR, so they really don't enforce that patent anymore, but they're still the owners of it. So QR code entered the marketplace in Japan in 2002. They're very technical savvy people, so it took on very quickly there. It spread to the US a few years later, and QR generators now, you can Google QR generators, and you'll get pages and pages of QR generators. It has grown here in terms of generation. Adaption here is a little bit slower. So QR can do URLs. You can generate email addresses, contact information. You can generate social networks, Facebook, Twitter, Gowalla, Foursquare. Kerchick's not here. I haven't found one that can do Scavenger yet. You can like, check in, and tweet through there. You can do a phone number and get maps. There are some QR generators that integrate with Google Maps, and you can share your location via the code. The three examples that I'm going to show you today, really easy and very straightforward, is Quikr, QIQR.IT. You scan me. They have a good social integration and a good backend in terms of analytics. It's custom analytics. It's not like a Bitly or Google Analytics. And QR stuff. You can do some basic customization of QR, setting color, but you really can't put in a picture or anything like that. Okay, Quikr. Here's the basic layout for Quikr. It's, like I said, it's very straightforward. You can download their QR reader from the App Store, create really basic QRs, a map, a phone number, a text. It's very straightforward. I like them because they were the first ones that I found to do Foursquare integration. You enter the venue number, and they would generate a code that would launch Foursquare on your mobile phone so you could check in automatically. It made it a little bit easier for that, and it kind of kicked off an idea that I had at my old employer. You scan me. You scan. This is the one that I'm talking about. It really has a really nice analytics on the back end. Also has the really nice social networking integration with Gowalla and Foursquare. You want to sell an item on eBay, you do that as well. And here's the back end. This is the Xavier University. Doug, we have a Xavier University QR code, so we can use that at any time. So you let me know. But if you notice, I just created and I haven't really released it yet, but you can see, you can get Excel spreadsheet exports and whatnot from that. And then QRstuff.com. Again, you select what you want in your QR code, put in your URL, and then you can select the color and export it that way. Now, the problem with these is that they all export as PNGs, or you do a screen capture. You know, you say download, and what it does is it gives you a JPEG file that you do a screen capture on, and then you can plug that in It doesn't export it as a PDF or AI file. So then you can go in and do further customization, but I'll show you how to do that in just a little bit. There's another site, believe it or not, that does that. I know, shocker. Okay, and there are the two URL shorteners that are very popular right now, Bitly and Google Shorteners. They both offer QR a couple of clicks through after you shorten a link. I use Bitly personally, and we did a campaign for Xavier Athletics where if you scanned a QR code on a print piece in the newspaper, then you would, one, athletics would get your information, but then you could enter to win some season tickets from Xavier, which with the 15th ranked basketball team in the country made it a nice deal. So QR sucks. No, really. Right now, the way people are using QR sucks. I'm seeing some really bad examples of why QR sucks, and there are ways to make QR suck less. So QR is suffering from a Me Too crisis right now, where everyone's doing it, where you see a QR code. People who really don't understand QR and can find an easy generator, and they can slap QR on a newspaper ad and think, oh, yeah, we're done. You know, let's see everybody come. So they want to look hippie or techie, or they really kind of look stupid. QR suffering, taking the QR user for granted. So what they're doing is they're slapping it up there. They're not telling you how to use it, where it's going to take you, what you should use to scan it. Again, I'll explain in a little bit. The saturation rate still really, people still need to be instructed on how to use this stuff. And using unimaginative ways, as we'll see. So, you gotta offer people something. Scan QR with mobile results in a full website. So you're on your mobile phone, you scan the code. That's the only way that you can really scan a code right now, but it's gonna take you to the full website, which, you know, it doesn't really work. It needs to take you to the mobile website, but more often than not, you'll probably go to the full website. And no reward. So you've taken all this time to go in, select your app if you've got an iPhone, open up your camera, focus on that QR code, and it either doesn't read or it just takes you to something that's a dead end and you don't get anything for your hard work. So then you get PO'd and you go away and you don't do anything with it. And there's another reason why QR is failing right now. It's because native camera integration, I think it takes too long to pull up your app to scan a code. You know, you're walking on the street, bang, and you want to hit it and you want to go. You don't want to sit there and, you know, wait for the app to load and scan it. iPhone still does not have this available. You still have to open the app. Android now, correct me if I'm wrong, but Android is natively scanning QR code when you open your camera. Yes? Anybody on Android? Oh, the goggles handles it? Yeah. Yeah, Google's kind of, the goggles is a pretty weird app. Yeah, it's wild. Okay, so here's what's going on. So you can't post the code without some instruction or way to load an app to read it. There's still a learning curve, like I said. When shown QR, this is this company, Dubit Research, did a study with 11 to 18-year-olds. They released their study in March of 2011. They queried 1,000 11 to 18-year-olds, and 43% of the teens knew what it was. Some people didn't answer that they didn't know, but 90% admitted that they had no idea what that was. So there's still a learning curve there. 78% don't have necessary software to read the QR. So you have to instruct the people to download the app, and if you instruct them, they'll probably do it. And even though they didn't know what it was, 74% of kids, future students who were going to be our customers, thought that they were worthwhile. So it doesn't make it's I consider it to be worthwhile to go ahead and start investing in QR, because eventually I think the market will pick up if you have the nuggets for them. And 8% of girls thought the QR was a magic eye picture. You know, the things that you go up to, and let's see if we can get this one. Anybody see anything? I was told this is a picture of Justin Bieber. Oh, there it is, yeah. Okay, QR case study. So like I was saying, at my old employer, before I left and went to Xavier, I was starting to integrate a self-guided tour. I had seen people walk around our campus and try to take a self-guided tour, but doors were locked. People were getting frustrated. They didn't know where to start. They didn't know where to go. They didn't know what was in front of them. And so I thought, wouldn't it be a great idea if we had a way that people could see more of our campus without our admissions counselors there? And, you know, it is all in the visit. When you go to a school, that's usually the point where someone's going to decide either yes or no, they're going to go to your school. So I thought it'd be a good idea to find a way to make a self-guided tour more interactive. And so this is what we did. So I proposed to have signage all around our campus at points, at strategic points there. And so you would go and you'd find that code, you'd scan the code. And what that would do is it would give you, it would take you to a page on our web server, obviously off the nav, but you could see either a video, you could listen to audio, and it would also take you to the next stop on tour. This would also, and I propose that we gave, that, you know, you could stop by the front desk and pick up a handout if the admissions office was closed or whatever, and then you could take the tour, scan the code, and you get some nuggets, at least something, instead of going and watching and finding a locked door. So custom QR. QR code can be tricked out. I've seen some really awesome QR codes. I've seen some really bad QR codes. But it can be tricked out. You can do custom colors. The good thing about QR is there is a 30% error rate that's built into QR code. So you can actually use up a lot of the real estate on QR code and it'll still work. I found this to be an amazing thing. So you can insert images or graphics, but you must remember that the QR must be high contrast. People have started playing with the colors of QR code, and they're not making them contrasting enough, or they're changing the shape of what's called the base of the QR code, which are those three big squares in the corners of the QR code. They'll change the shape of that, and it just negates the code. So they spent a lot of time, you know, making this code, and it's a fail. Okay, so there's a site called Be Curious. This is one of my favorite QR sites. They don't do a whole lot. They have a pretty good social tool, but Be Curious is the one that you can go and create the QR code to export it as a PDF. So here's all the social options. So if you have a YouTube account, you put the YouTube on there. Vimeo, WordPress. I'm still waiting for them to get the Gowalla account on there. So when you do it, so what you do is you put your QR information in there, and what it does, this little iPhone is on that right hand side, if you can see. So the little iPhone's down there on the right-hand side, and as you enter the text in there, it'll automatically start changing this QR code for you. Let's make one. Come on. So you go to their generator. So let's build one that leads people to Xavier.edu. Oh, you're killing me. All right, so we see it pop up here. It's a little more than what we had before. So what you could do is just save it as a PDF, or you can embed it with the source code right there into your page. But if you export it as a PDF, you can export that, you can import that into Illustrator, and then you can go in, and it takes time, but you can go into every little square, or you can select it all and find the black color and change it to whatever color you want. But what I've done before is we've rounded the corners, we've put images in there, we've pulled some QR out, and made a buffer around our image and whatnot. You can also save it as a gift, as always. You can also enter specific YouTube videos. text, whatnot, phone. The graphical, you can pull a Google map in right there, or you can do a picture. So you can get a, they usually ask you to make a square picture, and it automatically adjusts it to 50 by 50 pixels, and I'll drop it in your QR code. So that little silly little Justin Bieber picture, that was done here. But I prefer to do it myself because it makes a much better picture. And of course, there's your, we're nowhere near here, where are we? Well, we're nowhere near here, but if we wanted to create code, you just select your spot on the map, create code, and you're off and running. There we go. Where are we? We're in Austin. There we are. It's nice being by the river. You don't have to really guess where you are, right? Steve Ray Vaughan tribute statue. So that's where we'd be if you want to enter that on your tour or help people get on their way or find a spot. All right. So this is a custom QR that I comped up for the athletics department. It takes you to the GoXavier site, our athletics site. Again, exported his PDF, went in, changed all the squares to round. He didn't like round, so I made him all square again. And put the our athletic logo into the middle of it. There's QR code behind here. I just dropped the X on top of it and then just created a little buffer. I took some of the squares out here so you could find your see our logo better. So here's some more really, really cool custom QR. This brainy one. It actually works. It's kind of nuts. This is the Be Curious QR code, of course. That won't scan on my phone because it could not find the anchors. Subway. The Subway actually worked. Their anchors were uniform, and it actually worked. But the Yellow Book one, I find it didn't work. Anybody want to try and see if theirs works? You got yours out? Are you too far away? Here, let me try again. This is a little brighter. Did your scan? Here, let me get my arm out of your way. We have to get out of the light, too. No. So see what I mean? See, I think their anchor squares have gotten off. So they've lost the integrity of their square. So the Subway one works for me. So test your code, yeah. Ladies and gentlemen. Test your code. After you make it, the Subway one worked for me. If you have an iPhone, the AT&T QR reader is awesome. It's so fast. It pulls down QR faster than any app that I have. I've got quicker Red Laser and a few more. So bad examples of QR. Why would this be a bad example of QR code? Go back around. Sorry. So yeah, QR on buses. Don't want to do that either. There's lots of examples of QR. And on the subway cars? Oh, it is? Well, then size does matter, then, doesn't it? Yeah. Yeah, it's funny. I was looking up bad QR examples, and a lot of people had posted that posting QR in train stations underground is really not a good idea. That's not going to take me anywhere. You know, you can read it, but yeah, it's not going to go anywhere. So posting underground is not a really good idea either. Billboards, bad. Bad, bad. Okay, here's another bad example of QR code.
Are we on? Welcome to me, Carl. I work at the Mystery Tattoo Club in Paris, France. So, let me just give you a quick hello. Let's get Marco shaved and cleaned. We're gonna do a tattoo on Marco. We're gonna be doing something that's never been done before, which we'll be able, we hope, with a matrix code, to be able to link to an animation of that tattoo. It should be the first ever animated tattoo. I'm gonna set up our tattoo machines.
Okay.
Let's see, let's start off with this bad boy. A little computer so I can interact with you guys. All right, Marco.
Ready.
Here we go. We'll see, hopefully with the animation, everything works. And I'm not 100% sure it will, we're gonna try. Okay, no, don't move. Oh, I think we got something good, guys. I think it's working. Way to go.
Wow.
That is a happy, happy ending.
Yeah. Exactly. I know. I know. So he's going to walk around in the wintertime. Check me out, right? Yeah, you know, that's a private QR, I guess. Here's a good example of QR. There's a research firm here in America who was doing a project for a Korean grocery store. And what they were looking for is to obviously increase their revenue. And they had tapped into, they got a lot of research and feedback from the Korean people. And what they were talking about is Koreans are apparently terribly, terribly busy. And they have no time to go grocery shopping. So what these guys did is they had a really brilliant idea. You know, they're always waiting for a train or they're waiting for something because the mass transit is really huge over there. So in these big cities, what they did is in the train stations, what they did is they covered the walls in what looks like a shopping market. So they literally put laminate all over the walls, and it was just like you would be in a shopping market. And so you would go up and you would scan the code. And what you would do is look at this product, see how much it was. I can't imagine that you'd be able to sort of thump the watermelon through your QR code or whatever. But then you would assemble your shopping list and check out. And what happened is they would then deliver the groceries to your house when you got home. That's nuts. That is nuts. But apparently their revenues grew 130% after doing this. Yeah, which is nuts. It's crazy. But it's a really good use of QR, obviously. And obviously, you get something for your work in scanning the QR code. Another good example, I found this funny. I was on the road one time driving, and I stopped at Applebee's, and I was waiting on my meal, and I looked, and they had those tabletop displays, you know? And I was like, that's curious. QR code. That's kind of cool. Let me check this out. So these are the three sides of the tabletop. One was this crazy cat, which is Sherman here. Sorry, Sherman. I cannot play the video of the cat. I just can't bring myself to do it. This one is, we'll just scan the codes to watch our video. So this was another video that they had. It was more like, anybody see the old opening of the Drew Carey Show where they had the big show tune number and all that stuff? That was more like The Office meets the Drew Carey Show opening number where they talked about, you know, your lunchtime guarantee of 14 minutes. So, you know, you got some time there. You're waiting 14 minutes for your lunch. So why not scan that code? And so, and also the dotted lines would instruct you to put your phone up to their mouth. So this was a pretty funny little idea here. Weird.
It's time to bounce. It's straight up news. We're hitting Applebee's and we're leaving real soon.
Wait, isn't Applebee's like a sit-down place?
Yeah, but 14 minutes is all it takes.
Because you get your order then or you just don't pay.
So you can lunch at Applebee's and have the rest of the day.
To do whatever you want.
Wash the car.
Or the cat.
So for great food fast, you know where it's at.
14 minutes or it's free. Applebee's lunchtime guarantee. 14 minutes or it's free. Applebee's lunchtime guarantee. 14 minutes or it's free. Applebee's lunchtime guarantee. 14 minutes or it's free. Applebee's lunchtime guarantee.